Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Weight of every ministry is not the crowd. Listen. The weight of a ministry in a territory is the degree to which they align to the strategic operations of God in that place. Okay. Let me try to break it down. People are writing. You will make me a teacher if you write. Let me just talk. Let me flow, okay? Hold on a minute. When God entrusts a territory to a ministry, it is a job description. It is God calling the ministry into strategic operations. What God is doing with this house is that He's making this place a refinery. I see a lot of strategic operations. And going forward, it's going to be citywide. You are my brother, so I can't hold back. It is possible that we may know how to do many things, but the real power of a ministry is that place with God, where they partner with God in doing what God wants to do, particularly. One of the things God is doing in Uyo now is that He's preparing the vessels for the next move. And what God is going to be doing through this house is that, so God told me to tell you not to shut down the longing for more meetings and say that they will fill your own is too much. Okay? Because the burden is going to come. And okay, because when I was praying, God called you by a name. He said He is the bridge. One of the things God is going to be doing is that there's going to be a convergence of the move of God in this country here. Listen. The prophetic is not to excite. It is work. Something is happening, and Nigeria needs to take note. You see, there's something called the last born syndrome. We have seen the move of God in Europe. We have seen the move of God in America. And now we are seeing what God is doing in Nigeria. However, we are at a tipping point. Because each time the baton comes and you begin to disregard the foreigners, it leaves. Okay. God is rerouting. He's not leaving Nigeria. But what He's doing is that He's raising nameless and faceless. Okay. And I'm going to say the hard one. It's going to break cliques and sects that opposes His wisdom. There's a shift. And there are many people seated here tonight. There's something about what God is doing that is connected to the call of God upon your life. So, Pastor, the burden for you is that there's going to be more meetings. And I see a season of supply. Oh yes. I'm announcing this. No devil can stop it. Lift your hands, everyone. Say, we receive it. We receive the words of the Lord. Go ahead. In 1 minute, can you pray in the Holy Ghost loud and clear where you are seated? It's a responsibility. Shai kahavaha bene shede. Agbara eshuba. Nibiti Jesu benjoba. Agbara eshuba. Kosiyo. Agbara eshuba nibiti Jesu benjoba agbara eshuba kosiyo. Alright. Amen. Please, let's be seated for a moment. Like I said, I'm just going to stick to my assignment tonight, and we'll see, we'll pray here and there. This is the first one of it. And it's because the Spirit is one. Bulk of the things I would have been trying to teach have been taught. And I don't know how to use words to comfort people when I don't mean it. Pastor, after death comes multiplication. There's nothing more after death that the enemy can do. The Lord showed me a vision, and we're going to do it. Then I share a few things. While I was watching the meeting, I saw a man of God played the saxophone when we started. Is he still around? Oh, I pray. Is he still around? Where is he? Is he still here? Is he still around? Is he around? Oh yes, come up stage. Let's give him a big hand. And it's no coincidence that the worship team are dressed in something close to military. When I saw that online, I laughed. Because I know what God has shown me. We are going back to the patterns of old. Let me just do my thing. Some of us are seated here and I think I shouldn't ask yet. I want the choir to please join us off stage. Come off stage. Let's give them a big hand.
All over the world, your Spirit is moving. As the prophet said it should be, all over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the one, thank you, Father.
Amen, amen. Where's the young man? Okay, please come. Sorry I called you young man. I know you are not actually young. Please come. You're all young in Christ. Amen. All right. It's going to be a shift. It's a new season, Pastor. It's a new season. You will stand directly in front of the altar. Just hold on till I give the next instruction. Pastor Sam, Pastor, please join me, sir. Please come, sir. I apologize. I didn't announce this earlier. Please forgive me. Please come. Can I get a protocol member to help take away this podium? Anyone? Okay. Any of the leaders, come with me. Let's push this one side. It's an assignment. God, bring the mic here. Okay. I'm just following the picture of what the Lord should. Pastor, please, do you mind coming? And first lady, please come. Hey, it's a very sacred night. Let's rise on our feet, everyone. Let's rise. Pastor, please come here. All right. Just here. Thank you, sir. Now, can you all stand at a straight line, everyone, and lift your hands to God in worship? All the choir, straight line, straight line. Yeah, straight line. No two lines. Just straight, straight. Join the hands together and lift it up in worship. Pray in the Holy Ghost as you stand here. Pray, because the power of God is going to hit this place. Now, listen. We are going to join hands with them. Hey, Minister Abbey, do you mind coming? Please join us up stage. And give her a big hand. The Lord showed me this. And he asked that we raise a sound 7 times. Pastor, after death comes multiplication. God is entrusting strategic operations to your care. So you are in a season where you are going to see many young ministers and ministries look up to you. And they will come from afar and from near. And I see the spirit of David upon your life, molding men. Men who are discontented, becoming generals. After death comes multiplication. It's going to raise the sound 7 times. What we do here, we join our hands together and pray. At the 7th time, everyone, you shout the name Jesus. The power of God is going to hit this place for a sign that the Lord has instructed this. Are you following what I'm saying here? Join your hands together, everyone. Join your hands together. It's a very, very important night. You will raise the sound 7 times. We pray in the Holy Ghost. At the 7th time, you shout Jesus. And just pray in tongues where you are. It's an announcement. It's a season. Yes, sir. Pastor, at the count of 3, you just go ahead and 7 times as led by the Spirit, follow him. And at the 7th time, you shout Jesus and we pray in the Holy Ghost. 1, 2, 3, go. Amen. Hold on a minute. You are raising sound 7 times. 1, 2, 3. It's not a rhythm. It's a sound of war. It's very specific. You pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment before you go ahead. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Everyone, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Where you stand, pray. There is a clear distribution. loud and clear where you stand. Oh yes. It's a new altitude of the spirit. It's a new altitude. It's a new altitude. It's about to get serious. There are works that can't wait, operations that can't be delayed, callings that you can't stop, because the set time is here. Says the Lord. Eka sembro kopaya, iloste kimbri ikate, istopla haigetuse, rikiba haigetu, eide muse teide, aya la monte kai. Listen. Amen. How many of you in the auditorium are in, you are involved in one work of ministry or the other? Let me see your hands up. You do one work of ministry or the other. Let me see your hands up. Quickly, raise it up very well. Rush out. Pastor, please stand. Rush out. Apart from senior ministers, I'm careful. There's a shift. Listen, there's a shift in the atmosphere of the land. There's a shift. Don't call little what God has entrusted to your hands. The mustard seed is the smallest of all grains, but when planted correctly, becomes the biggest of all trees. God is placing strategic operations. Some of you have been wondering, why is the devil fighting me this much? Why is the battle this fierce? Why is it like, it looks like there's a vow from the pit of hell that everyone may do the work except me? air. One of the things God has asked me to do tonight is to command emancipation for his ministers. Moses told Pharaoh, he said, Israel is my firstborn. Let Israel go that they may serve me. Lift your hands, everyone. Lift your hands. There's a grace. It's on the pastor. It's flowing from this altar. I've just come to announce it, but it's here already. And because this season is the season of strategic operations of the Spirit, so the anointing for it is season of ministries, is season of ministers. The fire for the next phase is sitting on lives. Let me give you a minute to pray in the Holy Ghost loud and clear. I don't know how hungry you are. Hey, if I were you, I will plunge into what the Lord has for me. I will cast, I will soak. We are praying. Lift your hands where you stand. One of the grace I've discerned upon the life of pastor is the spirit of wisdom. I'm going to mention different things that the Lord is releasing. As I mention them, there will be instant activation. I won't waste time. Lift your hands. I see God calling people into the room where men are raised. And I see the release of the spirit of wisdom. Three people. Three. The spirit of wisdom. I will count 1, 2, 3. A seat and that's it. 1, 2, 3. Touch! Help them. Oh yes. Oh yes. Now hear me. When I see Minister Abe Ojomu do what she did tonight, that amen. That's not just worship. That's the office of an intercessor. That's the prophetic office. Hey, something is dropping on your lives. That's not just worship. That kind is not just singing. And I see that same grace to intercede. I see the prophetic mantle of the intercessor resting on lives at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Touch. A girl to my left hand side, I see prophetic streams of worship breaking out from your belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The season has come, praise the Lord. If it was Pastor or Pastor Sam that mentioned it, that there are no new devils. Every man's devil is his father's devil. Because the Lord asked me to command. That's one of the instructions for the night. That individuals who are coming from places where there are altars against men from succeeding in ministry, I'm going to command emancipation. Now hear me. Some of you have been seeing traces in your life. You don't understand why the battle is that fierce. Hey, before God, you can be naked and unashamed. Some of you have been battling with the worst form of prayerlessness, the worst form of addictions. You are wondering, I love God, but why won't it go? It's time for Pharaoh to let the firstborn of God go, that they may worship him. Now lift your hands. Everyone in the auditorium, I command. Don't play any sound. Just flow. I command. There's going to be deliverance everywhere now. Everywhere. Everywhere. Every tree that the Lord has not planted in any life, every form of activities orchestrated by darkness, it doesn't matter how long they have been there. For the mention of the name of Jesus, all knees shall bow. And now I take authority over every force, over every powers, over every spirit that has tormented the callings of God's servants. In the name of Jesus, right now, pack your load and go. That's it. One go is enough. Let there be manifestations now. Get out, you unclean spirit. Spirit of immorality. Spirit of depression. I am seeing someone battling with depression. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. Lying tongue. Lying tongue. I curse that spirit. And I command it to dry up now. Get out. Lift your hands, everyone. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. It's a new season. It's a new season. Everything that the Lord did not plant, it's time to go. Lift up your head, so ye gate, and may ye little of the everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Now lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, that the King of glory will come. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, the Lord strong in battle. He is the King of glory. There is freedom. There is freedom. There is freedom. Now, listen. I'm seeing apostolic grace. I will count 1 to 7. There is an authority that backs up that office. I'm going to ask that that man to be released. Some of you have genuine callings, but there's a need for a touch. There's a need for an ignition. Is there anyone who came here with hunger tonight and trusting God for it? What's your name? Huh? Wow, lift your hands. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, let fire rest. It's a new season for you. I've never met you before, but there's something God is doing in your life and ministry. The days of pain and tears are over. The days of loss. Loss that has almost caused offense for people that you have labored over and just disappeared out of the blues. But for everyone that has left, God is restoring in sevenfold. It is a new season. Lift your hands, everyone. Can I give you a minute to ask for it? Say, Lord, I ask for it. I ask for it. I ask for it. I ask for it. Hey. Is that the way you ask for it? Is that the way you ask for it? Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now lift your hands and receive it. Father, at the count of 7, let the apostolic fire for a new phase in this assignment Hey, there's somebody amongst you. You will no longer do ministry as one who is driving a car without fuel. Upon that person, there's a fire resting now. Touch him now. Where's that fellow? Hey, there's a fire up him. Oh, thank you, Father. Yes. Yes. No longer struggle. Oh, yes. What the fire brings is ease. Ease, not struggle. Where there's struggle, the fire is not there enough. I'm hearing a name, Tobey or something. I don't want to get into all that yet, but I'm going to pray for you specially. Lift your hands, everyone. At the count of seven, let the fire that demarcate ministries and men, let it rest. Let it rest. Leave them. Just stand behind them. Leave them. Don't distract anyone. That only goes with you. Just stand behind them. Lift your hands as one receiving. Father, such as I've come with, I release. Let the fire and authority that backs up this work find expression upon your servant at the count of seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Touch. From my left to the right, let the fire of the Holy Ghost find expression in the life of ministry and minister. Now hear me. Place that hand on your head. Place that hand on your head. There's a release and there's a rest. Help them. No more. It's a new season of fresh oil. It's a new season of fresh oil. Fresh oil by the Spirit. All eyes closed. There's a ministry that has some connection with that word fresh oil. Who is that ministry? There's a ministry. Where is that person? All eyes closed. I want to do something. Something about the oil, the anointing. There's a ministry. Can you hear me? I'm not saying in the spirit. I mean your name, the name of your ministry. Can they hear what I'm saying? Can you hear me? There's a ministry that has a connection to that word, fresh oil. Something about the anointing. Who is that ministry? Who is that? Just raise your hand. Let me see you. Are you, what's your name? Come. What's the name? What's the name of the ministry? Wow. What's your name again? Lift your hands. You might be young, but the grace of God is finding expression in your life and ministry. And you will take this fire to your generation. And you will burn. You will burn. It's a new season. Help him. Help him. It's a new season for that ministry and that work. The fire will burn. It 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 will burn. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and wave it to the Lord. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. While you do that, go back to your seat praying in the Holy Ghost. Something has been released. Sick. You came with a sickness of any kind. Pastors, thank you, sirs. Thank you. Help me celebrate. Pastors, please, you can go. Let me honor them. You came with any sickness, put your hands there. Quickly. Anyone who is sick, it doesn't matter what the condition is. asthma. I just heard that word, asthma. Put your hands there. Anyone who came with any sickness, I take authority over sickness. Get out. I didn't hear your amen. Get out. No one here is permitted to be sick. I curse the root of every sickness, and I command those spirits to dry up now. Every unpleasant symptom you came with, it is gone. Deaf ears, be opened. Partial blindness, be opened. Blurry vision, get out of the way. Lumps in the breast, get out. Every form of inherited disease, get out. You will not be sick a day in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now hear this. Before I drop the mic. The devil is always interested in what God is interested in. When God is moving in a season, the devil will try to move also. Let me give you a warning. Be careful of three things. Number one, be careful of offense. There are different forms. Be careful. Offense has a way of getting a man out of the move of the spirit. Particularly because the devil, don't put your hands down. Sorry. Hey, God bless you. God bless you. You should take something before you go. Lift your hands where you stand. Can I have usher stand behind them? Oh, thank you, Father. I hear the Lord say to tell you, it doesn't matter how dry an atmosphere is, from today, when you raise a sound, His presence will show up. You'll carry with you out of this place the gift of His presence. From my left to the middle to the right. I'm going to count 1 to 5. The fire. And there's somebody amongst you who is going to shift from just worshiping to prophetic worship. In fact, there are 2 amongst you. Where are those 2? Father, I light them now by a fire. I light one. Where's the second? By a mark of fire. Touch that person now. There's an outbreak of God. It is an expression. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. Rivers, it's rivers. It can't be tamed. And Father, I ask right now that the grace to communicate your presence, it doesn't matter how dead an atmosphere is, let it find expression in their lives. I'll count 1 to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Take it now! From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You carry that presence everywhere you go. Careful of distractions. The deadly thing about distraction is not what you are distracted into. It is what you are distracted from. The devil knows how to plant it at a strategic season. When this guy, what's his name? The guy that Elisha told to be leprous, Gehazi, when he took that seed, he asked him, is this the time? What is more deadly about the devil is not just what he's doing, it's the timing. Be careful of distractions. When God is moving, there's enough. Number 3, be careful of pride. Pride reminds God of the reason why there's problem in the first place. Pride makes you too heavy for God to carry. The more God lifts you, the more you bend. You must never allow God remind you of where he picked you from. Be careful of pride. Distraction of any kind. Pastor, there's a new climate. It's of the spirit. There are prophets in this meeting. Don't give up on that calling. Because there might seem to be some subtle attack on it in the body of Christ yet. But there are still men that belong to that office that God is raising. The apostolic is born from the gathering of prophets and teachers. We don't call those gatherings again. In Acts 13, certain prophets and teachers gathered and they ministered to the Lord. Then the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul." And if the devil is fighting an office, it's because there's something about it. There are genuine prophets. Imagine. Don't talk it in. Because you are afraid. Just help me. Listen. If you pay attention to these three things and you separate yourself in fasting, you know, Pastor Sam mentioned how that Elijah went on 40 days strength. Much more than ever before, there is grace to fast and pray. Just plunge into it. And I decree that you will sustain this shift. It will be represented in your lives and ministries. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details: 2215005289 UBA.